Thank you, dear friends, for joining us in another magical episode of Life of Love. We are here to bring forth the magic of every day and blend spirituality in our everyday lives with curiosity and an open heart. And I'm just really delighted to welcome Tom Pollino to our show. He is a humanitarian, an inventor, a researcher, and he's been just immersed in scalar energy and spirituality and healing. And I'm really, really pleased to bring his message to you, my audience. And it's my deepest joy and gratitude to share these things with you, because I know that these things change the way we present ourselves and the way we interact in the world. So I'm really happy. I also want to remind people that we're not here to cure any disease. We're here to enlighten you or just bring you a message that you may be ready to receive. So take what serves you and leave what doesn't, you know, in ultimate kindness, and share this if it sparks an interest in you, or, you know, you just want to promote something that could, you know, change someone's life. This is not something we're going to put our finger on. This is something we're going to explore and be curious about. So I'm really excited. Tom was inspired by the works of Nikola Tesla and the research of Dr. Glenn Hieronymus. Am I saying that right?
Yes, very good. Yes.
And then he was actually working with the astronauts and the space mission. So I'm really excited for you to share about that. And, you know, Tom's embarked on a journey of self-study to harness the healing aspects of scalar energy and the fundamental life force that permeates every living being. So I'm really excited for him to share his story and his technology. He has some demonstrations. So if you're able to watch the video on YouTube, that would probably be the best way to access this information. But we'll try to make the message clear to anyone who's just listening too. But just know that it's also available on Life of Love with Julie Hilson on YouTube, or on my website, lifeofloveandjoy.com. So I am really excited to welcome Tom to the show, and I hope he sparks curiosity in you like he has me. I'd really had fun preparing for this episode. Tom, welcome.
Thank you. Honored to be here, Julie.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I would love for you to share, just dive right in. What inspired you? I mean, not everybody researches quantum physics and follows the trend of Nikola Tesla and that kind of thing. It's sort of groundbreaking and maybe a little bit hidden in our science classes. Like we're not covering this in our basic physics or electrical engineering or anything like that. So give us some idea of what sparked your interest in this field.
You're right. It is hidden. I work with what's called scalar energy, or what Nikola Tesla called radiant energy. That is per se not electricity. It's a different type of energy. So what sparked my interest? Well, as a youngster, I read about Tesla and his discoveries, and I saw that his inventions could change the world. His technology could change the world, and that's what I want to do. I want to follow up with Tesla's technology, and I want to change the world. That's my
goal. Well, it seems like you've been busy doing that. You invented this, I don't know what to call it. Your invention, It harnesses the idea of scalar energy. And I know that it just seems a little bit out there, but could you explain like the difference between a scalar wave and what we might have coming off of like a light bulb or just the general electromagnetics that we're used to, just to give people an idea of the difference?
Sure. All energy initiates a scalar energy. That's the primary energy of the universe, and electricity and magnetism are a derivative. So if you will, scalar energy is a double helix. That's its composition. If you break down that double helix, one arm or one leg of the helix, so to speak, will become electricity and the other will become magnetism. So what is electricity and magnetism? It's really the unbinding of the scalar wave. It's that simple. Now, both are, if you will, convertible into the other. So there's a bioconversion of one into the other, demonstrating that one has to be the primary energy. I say it's scalar energy, and the subset or the derivative is electricity and magnetism. Now, we see this conversion of scalar energy into electromagnetic energy all the time. It's simple, it's easy, and it's without incidents. You really don't see it happening in this world because it's so subtle. But the key to my research is I don't work with electricity, I work with scalar energy. These are scalar energy instruments. And these scalar energy instruments behave quite differently than an electrical instrument. We'll demonstrate that.
Okay, I'm excited. So how did you you said it was hidden, but how did you stumble upon it? Were you just interested in Nikola Tesla or what was, I just am curious if you're, I hate to use this analogy, your light bulb moment.
Yeah, you're right. It is a light bulb moment. Again, as a youngster, I was enthralled with the work of Nikola Tesla, and I started to reading. Mm-hmm. I started reading whatever I could acquire, either his direct notes or at least a firsthand accounting of what he had accomplished. And I started to put the puzzle together. And I started to realize that scalar energy is not electricity, and that Tesla, later in his life, was able to harness the sun and the stars. I'm going to repeat that. A scalar energy instrument harnesses the energy of the sun and the stars. I do not create this energy. I don't have a power plant. This is not a power plant behind me. This instrument simply harnesses scalar energy. So the key to the future is free energy of the sun and the stars, scalar energy, radiant energy. That's where we're going with this work. I'm going to demonstrate to your audience what I mean. This instrument is on, it's functioning. My laboratory is filled with scalar energy. I'm going to hold in my hand a light bulb. And when I pass this light bulb close to the instrument, it will illuminate. That's the free energy of scalar energy. So I am demonstrating how this energy is filling an atmosphere, specifically my laboratory, and how I can illuminate a light bulb. Now, that is one of the principles of scalar energy. It fills an environment. So if I can do that with a light bulb here locally, eventually I want to be able to do that with a light bulb across the country, illuminate a light bulb at a distance.
Wow. So it's sort of an energy Wi-Fi.
Yes. And I like that.
Okay.
Now keep in mind, you don't see any electrical wires. There's no coal plant. There's no iron ore pit. I don't have any telephone wires. There's no cell phone towers. This is the free energy of the universe. Here, once again, I hold a light bulb in my hand, pass it by the instrument, it illuminates without a substation, without transformers, without wires, without satellites, without the need of any type of outside energy source. What am I getting at? The universe is the energy. Specifically from the sun and the stars.
That is amazing. It's so exciting.
It is. And can you imagine where we're going with this? With Tesla's discovery of free energy. And he demonstrated that. I'm demonstrating that. Imagine how this will be inexpensive an application. And how this energy does not pollute. So we have free energy from the sun and the stars. Inexpensive in application and distribution, and then without pollution, there are no chemical pollutants associated with this energy.
And you haven't measured any radiation, or you don't have a plant in your office that has shown side effects.
I work in this office, in this laboratory. And I feel this energy. Every morning I'm in this laboratory, it pulses. I can feel this energy now on my back. Actually pulses. Mm-hmm. I place my hand close to the instrument, I feel that. So this laboratory is filled with scalar energy. And I've demonstrated it's so strong that not only can it illuminate a light bulb, sometimes if I were to take my cell phone and place it by the instrument, the cell phone would not register. Because the cell phone does not register a scalar wave. It only registers an electrical current. What am I getting at? There's such a powerful force field of scalar energy, it overrides the electrical force.
From what you're saying, it's because it's the source electricity is a byproduct or a diversion of the solar energy. So it would make sense that the highest energy or the most pure energy would take over intuitively to me, but I'm just listening. Yes. What you're saying.
No, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's brilliant. You get that. So this is the superior energy. And if you match up scalar energy to an electrical field, scalar energy will override the energy field of electricity. Why? It's the superior energy.
And electricity is essentially a byproduct.
Yes, it is. It's a derivative.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's so cool. You. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying this so much.
That's what Tesla saw. Now, keep in mind, Tesla was the father of AC electricity. He began his career with AC electricity. Later in his life, he developed scalar energy instruments. Now, this is notable. He had a tower in Long Island. It was called Bordencliffe. If you look closely at that tower, there's no wires, there's no power plant, there's no moving parts. So how did he create the power without any type of kinetic energy, without any type of motor? And there's no wires. It's wireless. And there certainly wasn't a coal factory. There wasn't a rotating armature inside these instruments. It was motionless. He captured the energy of the stars. That should be apparent now to people who really study this. This is energy that you capture. You don't create it.
It's like you're receiving. And to me, what resonates is that our DNA is a double helix and that the source energy is a double helix. Is that how it works as a healing tool? Is that we can attune to it because it's part of the God within us?
Yes. Our DNA is a double helix. And our DNA is the same ratio and proportion as a scalar wave, which is a double helix. So it's always been my conjecture that a scalar wave downloads into us and creates and maintains our DNA. So we have to ask ourselves, where do the instructions for DNA come from? The sun and the stars. Why do we have DNA? Why is it a double helix? And why do those base pairs match up? And how is it that the DNA can maintain itself? What? It has to have instructions from someplace. It's scalar energy. So when we say this is the life force energy, we mean it. Scalar energy, the life force energy, gives us life. It creates our genomic form. It is responsible for the DNA molecule. Now you put that into consideration. That's the very quiddity of my work. We're going back to the first cause, not electricity. We're going back to the first cause, which is scalar energy. That's the cause of everything, including our genomic form.
And I can tell how passionate you are about it. And I totally resonate with that because it's mind blowing and it's hard to wrap your head around. But when I read on your website, I was like, if you understand that cell phones work and you think about just, you know, cause it's hard on the 3D plane to wrap your head around the concepts, but the idea that you can pick up your phone and call somebody and it's wireless and it's energy and we're receiving pictures, videos, all the things we do with our cell phones. I mean, I used to be enthralled with the fax machine. I'm like, how the heck does that work? And then we get cell phones. Like, oh my God. So it is an oh my God. So, I mean, if you believe that your cell phone's a real thing, then how could, you know, it's not a big stretch to think that our DNA is able to communicate on some level at some vibration. And I love this meeting of science and technology and spirituality.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Julie. And science and spirituality are an equivalence. It's the same thing. They're identical. It's just a different way of describing reality. Science will describe reality, and so will spirituality. So these instruments are working with the non-physical information or the spirit realm. Keep in mind, this is not electricity. There's not one electron involved here. And so this brings us to a new era of non-physical science. Tesla said that the world would embrace non-physical science in a decade. They can outpace, they can outdistance all of scientific achievements for centuries. In other words, Once we understand the driving force, the animating force, which is scalar energy, the instructions, then we understand the physical universe, and then we can command the physical universe. So first come the instructions, which are non-physical, and then come the physical manifestation.
So how did you decide to apply it to healing people?
I met with a great family, the Hieronymus family. I never met the inventor, but I met their family, Hieronymus family. The Hieronymus family was inventing and working with scalar energy instruments. And actually, back in 1993, when I first met them, I was enthralled with their work. And I was able to work with the instruments of Dr. Hieronymus. And this is a modified version of Dr. Hieronymus's instrument. And I was able to purchase those instruments back in the 90s. And sadly, I think I'm the only one left of that generation that continues on with his work. So long story short, I met with the family, the Hieronymus family. They were one of the few families in the world, one of the few inventors in the world, I should say, who ever developed scalar energy instruments. He's deceased, and sadly, all of the other inventors have gone. They're deceased. So now it's really a narrow field, so to speak. Working with these Hieronymus instruments, I was able to work immediately with people. I can't light up a city, but I can work with people now through their quantum field. And let me explain before I get into this. I don't work with people physically. I work with their quantum spirit or their auric body or their non-physical essence. What do I mean by that? I'm going to hold up my photograph. This photograph carries an essence. It carries a signature, my signature. I actually take a person's photograph and I place it in the instrument. Either my photograph or, say, a group photograph of people. And the instrument then will pick up the signal, the signature, or the force field on the photograph. So this is the new science. It's non-physical, in which you work with the non-physical signature of a person. And we don't work with people. We work with a photograph because their signal is on the photograph. So let me review. This new science does not work in person. People bilocate to my laboratory. I don't work with people. I work with their identical bilocated version, their photograph. Why? Because their force field is on a photograph. Let me give an analogy. We're having a conversation by way of video. Our two computers are exchanging information. Okay? I can see Julie. Julie can see me. But obviously, Julie's not in my computer. I'm not in Julie's office. It's an exchange of images. Well, likewise, I can work through an image, a photograph, with my instrument. And I can access, I can communicate with the photograph just as Julie and I are communicating by way of this video call.
And it doesn't matter if it's taken with a cell phone with a filter or if it's an actual photograph that they send in, a physical photograph, it's the energy is captured.
Yes, precisely. Energy is captured on the photograph. In the 90s, when I was working with the Hieronymus family, we were working with Polaroid photographs. That was the main type of photographic means at that time, or a 35 millimeter. Well, the internet has changed all of that with digital photographs. So the key is a photograph carries my soul, mind, and body. My soul, mind, and body are found on that photograph. We've heard of civilizations for millennia that recognize a photograph or a hair sample as a part of a person. Well, they're right. This photograph carries my signal. And in so doing, I can access my spiritual realm or my auric field or my force field. Now, you cannot do this with an electrical instrument. I cannot place my photograph in the refrigerator and expect the same outcome. Why? The refrigerator is an electrical instrument. I cannot place my photograph in a toaster or in a car and expect this outcome. But I can place my photograph in this instrument and balance my chakras. If I can illuminate a light bulb with this instrument, then I can also illuminate my chakras. And that's, in effect, how this instrument works on this etheric level, this non-physical level, sending healing light into my quantum field.
Yeah. And there's dimensions that we have no idea, because we're plugged into the 3D,
yes,
and our senses, sure, can't comprehend the minute quality of these energy frequencies that are captured. Even though they're captured through an electronic means, they're still so strong that they're there. There's enough there. Wow. I'm just curious. I'm going off topic a tad bit. I get a lot of Aries in my astrology. I go up. Have you ever tried to take a picture of like a polluted water or a city skyline with smog and taken that picture and put it through in front of your device?
I am successful if the body of water is local, mm-hmm, and I can photograph it, and that local body of water, I can treat out algae, or I can clean that local body of water up. Could I do that for the ocean? No, because the water is constantly circling. Mm-hmm. So a small body of water, you can do that. I've done this with farm fields, as my predecessor, Galen Hieronymus, has worked with farmers in their farm fields to eradicate, say, worms or pests or insects from a farm field. And we do that through a scalar energy instrument. And yes, it is effective. But keep in mind, that's one photograph of maybe 100 or 200 acres. I cannot, per se, do that necessarily for the Earth. I would need an up-close photograph of every parcel of land in the world to perform that function.
Because it's... I can understand why. I just was curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you have the different programs on your website if you're interested in male hormones or female hormones or nutrition or general wellness? I think there's like a overall one. How do you, when you present the individual's pictures, is it your intention when you're using the scalar technology, or how do you individualize those programs for the specific people?
When we're working with energy, energy is fundamental, and energy never makes a mistake. So if I never make a mistake with this instrument, then I can realize my objective. What do I mean by that? There's no human reasoning to my work. I use photographs. I'm going to hold up a photograph of vitamin B4. Not enough. If I added this photograph to the quantum field, I would be downloading B4 into me. What do I mean by that? I place my photograph side by side B4. And the two force fields communicate. The energy of B4 enters into my quantum field. It's a communication. So once again, if we can place these two photographs to communicate with one another, scalar energy will download B4 into me, in my quantum field. Now, obviously, that's not a chemical process. Obviously, you're not taking a supplement. You're receiving the energy of B4. And how am I receiving that? In my quantum field. You see, there are two force fields out there. There's a biological field. And that really is the realm of the electromagnetic spectrum. There's another force field that's non-physical, which is our scalar energy force field, and that's the quantum realm. And again, there's not one electron or one proton in that spiritual realm. It's all spirit. It's all communication. So when I communicate vitamin B4 with me, it's a non-physical informational process. What's the upshot? There's no chemical detox. There's no chemical overdose. There's no allergic reaction. There's no biological reaction. Why, Julie? Because we're not working with human biology. We're working with human quantum.
If it's not a match, it's not a match.
Yes.
It has to be a receiver.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So This is the mistake proof. This is the fail-safe process of downloading a vitamin. I have this photograph that shows the crystalline structure of B4 adenine into my quantum field. It's all instructions. We're not working with chemicals. We're not working with any physical reality. This is the easy way of doing things. So this is the realm of thought. This is the realm of consciousness. This is not the realm of chemicals.
It just, to me, that just resonated because it's like when you love someone, you send them love or give them a hug. Yes. It hits exactly what they need. And you don't have to say, you know, I want this to touch your heart or I want this to free your mind or make you less worried. You just send love and you just send care to that person. It doesn't have to be specific, but that love is received. And I just wonder if love or prayer or, you know, highest intention, you know how David Hawkins did the, he did the frequency of different emotions and like love and acceptance are really high. And I'm just wondering if Scalar is like, you know, on that continuum, just more of an intention, like we can't measure it biologically, but it's part of that whole continuum.
It is the love vibration or the love harmonic or the love expression. I firmly believe what I've tapped into is God's light. This is not electricity. I don't believe the light of God is an electron force movement of electrons. Mm-hmm. I believe the light of God is a light that's so strong that it's non-physical. God is non-physical spirit, and God can light up the world, including a light bulb. That's what I've tapped into. So this is the new science of scalar energy, and we have to learn this. This is not electricity. So what we've learned in the classroom with electromagnetic theory, that's wonderful. And I don't disparage that. This is a new science. And without equivocation, we have to start from scratch. Everybody has to start at first grade. And you have to learn this new science.
It's exciting. Well, I hope maybe a child will listen to this and be inspired to learn more. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen any Veda Austin. She's from New Zealand. She takes photographs of water, and water that has attention given to it has a pretty design versus water that's been ignored. There's a difference. She has a way to capture it in the camera. And so I've been very curious about her work with water. And, you know, water is known as something that carries a spiritual message, whether you're in tune with it or not. If you take a shower and ask to be cleansed, not just physically, but spiritually, you have a different experience in that shower. People at home, just try it. It's like if you go into the shower with the intention of really letting go of what no longer serves you, you come out and you dry off in a different way than you entered that shower. If you just allow it, if you put the intention into it. But I'm excited to offer what you've done in your research and then the testimonies that, well, yeah, I did want to, I'm getting away from my questions, but what was your first experience where you're like, okay, I'm going to use my device and you don't have to name names or anything, but was it a person, a pet or plant? What was the first, I want to say subject or aha, like I can do this that you experienced. I'd love to be in that field with you and enter that memory.
Okay. When I first started to use the instrument, I used it on myself, and I'm explain how I used it on myself. I would take photographs of bacteria. This is Streptococcus. And I would match up my photograph with Streptococcus. Now, what does that mean? That Streptococcus now is downloaded as an information field into me. I have Streptococcus in my quantum field. By communicating Streptococcus, I can not only identify Streptococcus, but eradicate it, remove it, disassemble it, bring it to a state of negation. Okay. So working with myself, I had a bacterial infection. I had lung infection. I was able to match up photographs of bacteria with my photograph and eliminate, break apart, transmute the bacteria in my quantum field, in my lungs. And in so doing, my lungs cleared up, and I no longer had any bacterial infection. I no longer had lung infection. Matching up photographs of bacteria with my photograph. It worked. It worked day one. I felt better. Now, as soon as I treated myself, I also realized my mouth was clean because I, if you will, eradicated the biofilm on my teeth and my tongue. So not only did I eradicate the bacteria, and this is quantum now, in my lungs, but the bacteria on my tongue, on my teeth, all through my photograph. So then it occurred to me that I was working with my body double or my soul double. This is my quantum version, my bilocated version. In other words, Tom is on the photograph. My soul, mind, and body are on the photograph. My lungs are on that photograph. And I can destroy the bacteria in my lungs on that photograph. My lungs on the photograph are treated.
That is so amazing. So you did it on yourself. I love it.
Yes. Yes, I treated myself, and then I treated family members. And notably, I started working with infants that were not of the age of reason. So there could not have been any placebo effect. And I saw the great results. And I worked with animals, and dogs and cats, did not realize that they're being worked on by way of a scalar energy instrument. So I ruled out, if you will, that subjective, you know, that self-fulfilling prophecy that some people might claim by working with people of young infants, not of the age of reason. I knew that I was onto something because their health improved. And with that, ever since, I've been perfecting the technique, and I'm ready to present this to the world now.
Well, I'm so happy to be part of the signal, getting it out there.
You are. And thank you for being open-minded to this. Now, many of us have this understanding of Newtonian physics, of quantum physics, understanding of Einstein's work, etc. My work is groundbreaking. I don't expect people to understand this from the get-go. Why? It's new. It's my work is unprecedented. These instruments are unprecedented. Hence, my approach is unique. You have to study my website to learn this.
Well, I didn't get a chance to study, but I did the Cliff Note version, and I'm just like so blown away. And I don't know if you've come across the idea of med beds and that kind of technology. Well, there was a promise that med beds would come out and we'd have all these cures, but I believe in the field there's going to be several options that can help people attain healing, and that this idea of putting chemicals in our bodies is becoming antiquated. And I think that what we've been through the last 3 years is a testimony that having another patent on a pill it serves some people, but it doesn't serve everybody. And I'm not judging if you want to take different medicines or mess with your DNA. If you think you're not created in God's image and you're not perfect, like, do what you got to do to feel good and feel safe, because I think everybody needs to feel good and safe and shine their light. But I just adore that there's options and that you've seen real change in the idea that there's other answers, there's other modalities. And, you know, you can go to get a chakra cleanse and come out feeling like you're walking on air. And I mean, that works for some people. So somehow we're going to come to a new place, and I'm excited to be part of the conversation. And I love that you're putting yourself out there, and I wrap God's love and protection around you, because there's a lot of dynasties that rely on us being on us being reliant on their institutions. And I don't want to say too much, but you know, you need to be in God's care. You're pressing a lot of systems that are very well ingrained and very oiled machines.
You're absolutely right. This free energy device can eradicate microbes, germs. This free energy device eventually will be used to illuminate light bulbs, buildings, factories. This free energy instrument eventually will allow us to experience anti-gravity. So all of the encumbrances, all of the roadblocks that we have today by way of certain types of techniques, technology. This type of instrumentation can override, can make obsolete the existing military industrial complex.
I just pray about our world being more peaceful and more abundant so we can just create. We can dance, sing, do art, be happy, be in our joy and abundance. And if we don't have to worry about paying an electric bill or worry about being exposed to some kind of Ebola or, you know, the next super germ that's, you know, if people are scared, they're not able to act in their authority and they're controlled, and these power structures can really take hold when people are scared. So I love that you're empowering an idea that could revolutionize humanity. It's really exciting.
Thank you so much. That's the goal here, Julie, to help people. Now, earlier today, I start my work very early in the morning. Earlier today, I was working with 500,000 photographs. This instrument can easily accommodate 1 million, 2 million, 3 million photographs simultaneously. So this is not the healing of one person. It's the healing, the quantum healing of the world. In 1 year, I could easily work with 2, 3 million people a day. I could easily work with 1 billion people a year, easily.
And that's what you offer, is 15 days free for anyone who goes on your website. And you graciously offered that to my audience as well. Entering your credit card. It's just you put your name in and your photo. You upload a photo, like a headshot, or.
That's right. When people submit us their photograph, it goes, just send your bust shot. Just doesn't have to be full body. And in so doing, we will work with you for free for 15 days. What do I mean by that? Every day we're going to balance your chakras. I demonstrated how the instrument is so powerful it can illuminate a light bulb. Well, imagine if this instrument will illuminate a light bulb, it's also going to illuminate your brain waves and your 7 chakras. Okay. 1 hour a day, we work with germs. We work with bacteria, viruses, and we eradicate bacteria, viruses, parasites. And the remaining 22 hours a day, we're under nutrients. We're working with nutrients by way of photographs that carry the signal of the nutrient into the quantum field. Mm-hmm. So the sessions last 24 hours a day. I'm going to show the audience. These are some of the instruments that are presently on in my laboratory right now. The instruments are always working 24 hours a day. And in so doing, I'm always working with people around the clock. So this is my promise to your audience. 24 hours a day, we'll be working with you by way of these instruments.
Wow. And you have 15 days to see if there's changes. Maybe, have you had people get a blood test before and after? Have you seen any like labs about it, or just...
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. Some people come to us and they say, Tom, after I submitted my photograph to you, I no longer have symptoms. Here's a PCR test result from somebody who at one time had herpes. After our sessions, this individual had 2 back-to-back tests, PCR tests, and both tests now are no detectable viral load, undetected for herpes. So the test results are starting to come in. I allow people to speak for themselves. I only have test results. I only have testimonies to rely upon. Why? Because this has never been duplicated. I cannot say that any other scientific group or any other, if you will, private research group has ever duplicated my work. They have not. So I have to rely upon testimonies from people. That's the only way I can prove or disprove what I'm doing.
I love it. It's so good. And I think it's a great way to start, because when people feel better, then it's the best ground to start from, because it's serving. And then take it from there. I mean, there, you can just see there's going to be a domino effect, and it's going to hit the people that can help develop the infrastructure. Not that it's an infrastructure, because there's no, we're not going to need wires. Just need, right. We need the units, the scalar units placed at the right places and be protected.
We need people like you, Julie. Mm. We need people like you to help me get the word out. Now, keep in mind, I'm one person. I'm one inventor. I'm one researcher. Why? Because nobody else is taking this up. I know of nobody who has these instruments, or I know nobody that is pursuing the work of Dr. Hieronymus. I am. So it's a grassroots movement, as you stated. Mm-hmm. Thank you for allowing me to present my work to your audience. This is very real. Why? Because we're working with the laws of science. Maybe people don't quite understand these laws. They will eventually. Mm-hmm. But all of my work is in accord with the laws of science. And the laws of science never make mistakes. They're laws.
Right. And I think theories get confused with laws. And when science is turned into a religion, well, this is just what we believe it does, then there's a problem. I mean, I love spirituality, but the one thing that gets me about spirituality is that religion can sometimes impose agendas on your spirituality. And when people take science as religion, it does the same thing as it does with the spirituality. It's like, you have to understand if it's someone's agenda or their belief system, or actually what science is showing. Is it a belief, or is it an reproducible, observable event? Yes. I don't know if that's clear, but I'm just trying to get to the, you know, there's been a lot of science that we've been exposed to, that if you ask questions or you're asking for the data, you just get called a conspiracy theorist. It's like, well, we can't get anywhere if we don't ask questions. So that's what I adore about your quest, is that you're willing to step outside the box. And that's how we're going to get to the next place, is being able to ask questions.
Thank you, Julie. You know, if something isn't working, if there's a problem out there, then you can't approach that problem with the same approach. That's insanity.
That's the definition of insanity, is performing the same act and expecting a different result, right? It's
And that's why I made it a career to do something different. These instruments are unique. This is a new technology, and this new technology will solve the problems that existing technology cannot solve. So those who are open-minded to new technology, to new solutions, will find those new solutions do work.
I love it. And I just have to ask, on a spiritual level, have you gotten confirmation from the ethers? Have you felt like God or Jesus has been nudging you to continue? Because I'm sure you've had moments where you're just like, what the hell am I doing? And why am I doing this? Like, it's so isolating to be different. So have you gotten encouragement from them, or do you feel that?
Jesus is always with me. To answer your question, yes, this is the light of God. When God expressed, "I am light," this is the light he meant. Why do I say that? It's not an electron. Is God an electron? No. This is non-physical spirit. This is spirit light. I don't need electrical wires for this. That's the light of God.
Well, I can't think of a better way to conclude our episode than this is the light of God.
Yeah. I'm going to ask people, visit the website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload photographs of family members. We'll treat you and your family members for free. Just get their permission. Mm-hmm. Include your pets. We'll work with you for 15 days, and then you judge. You judge how simple this is, how safe, easy. Again, there's no chemicals involved. It's instructions. I send out instructions.
Yeah, and then if you want to continue, if you feel like it's made a change, then there's a subscription. And if you more people in your, if you can gather people, you get a bigger discount based on 2, 3, 4, 6. I noticed that you offer that. So it's an exciting opportunity. And, you know, it does cost some money because you're putting your time and your technology, but I can imagine it's attainable. I mean, if you go to Starbucks 3 times a week, I think it's about the same.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. We have inexpensive programs. My goal is to heal the world. I didn't spend 50 years in research to make money. No, nobody researches for 50 years to make money. That's not my goal. My goal is to bring forward this new technology.
Well, I have adored this conversation. I just can't wait to get it out to the audience. And I will put a link to your website in the show notes. So anyone who wants to go directly from that link, I'd be happy to share it. And even if you go to my website, you can comment directly on my website or on Tom's website. He has testimony. You can submit, you know, your changes. But I'd be happy to be part of a dialogue. By the time this airs, I would have tried it. So that'll be a great testimony when I can tell you how I'm feeling and if it's changed. I just love the idea of being healed of different viruses that, there's things that lie dormant that only come out when you're feeling stressed or your immune system's compromised. And these things are just circling in our blood as time bombs until we get weak or depressed or, you know, our state has been compromised by life events. And all of a sudden, you know, there's no coincidence that they say, oh, you know, bad things happen in threes. It's like, no, you're low. And then things start piling up because you're low, because you can't raise your vibration to get back to the happy until you surrender and trust that the answers are there, that you're a divine being of light and you deserve to be happy. Thank you so much for playing in this with me. And I love this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a gracious host.